The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. We're untangling headphones today. So good morning. It is the 3rd of August, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. We got Christina at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
National Day?
Oh, actually, yeah. Today is a National IPA Day. Do you love beer?
National what?
IPA.
Oh, IPA.
IPA beer.
Oh, that's every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Every day. All right. Thank you. And Trish is here with the weather, and we've got Rick Bassetti lined up right after that.
Okay. It's 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a nice, balmy 94 high today. Low tonight of 67. And then on Friday, it's going to bump up to that darn 100-degree mark again. And Friday night, 71. Saturday, 104. Saturday night, clear and 75. Sunday, 105. Sunday night, 74. Ooh, and again on Monday, 103. Low of 70. And then by Tuesday, kicking back down to the mid-90s, 95.
Yay!
So, you know, it's still summer. Hot August nights, I think, is what we refer to. So,
yep.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And on the phone, we have Rick Bassetti after a very successful Colt 45 summer season has got more. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Trish, Carl. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Sounds like you're doing well. Fantastic.
We're standing up.
Well, right. I like your weather report.
Yeah.
You didn't try to scare me.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we've got a concert coming up Friday night. You know, we start our summer concert series. We started these during the virus time. And it seemed to go okay, and the people enjoy it. So, you know, it's not a huge, earth-shattering type of an event, but it's great people showing up for good music and very inexpensive time. And you get to sit on the center field grass at Tiger Field.
There you go. I mean, you know, those concerts, the night concerts in this area are incredibly successful and fun to go to. Like you say, cheap entertainment.
Yeah, well, we've got California Country is going to lead it off for us, batting second next week, if you like the baseball analogy. We've got the next five Fridays are all lined up, and they're all local bands. So, you know, and after California Country would be Jinx, and then we have Hook on the 18th, Black Vinyl on the 25th, and then on September 1st, we have Danger Kitty. And we're kind of toying with the idea of maybe bringing a couple different bands in there for on Labor Day. So
oh, nice, yeah.
We'll see how that one goes. We'll just see how the season goes. But the field's in beautiful condition. This is, you know, $5 at the gate. No advance sales type things necessary because we have seating for like 10,000 people if you're sitting in the outfield.
Well, maybe we better get there early.
Yeah, bring your own chair or blanket. What people discovered last couple of years now is that we see more and more people showing up in their flip-flops because about 8:30, 9 o'clock, concerts go, by the way, gates open at 7:30, concert starts at 8 and it goes to 10, about 8:30, quarter to 9, the dew starts coming up on the grass and the people really love it, you know. We're getting it mowed up, it'll be all mowed nice and tight for everyone tomorrow, and so when they come out, you know, be ready to enjoy yourself.
Okay, so this starts tomorrow night. Gates open at 7:30. Concert
7:30.
Concert starts at 8. It's going to be California Country, and it's going to be the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, the 25th, and September 1st.
Yep, and then we'll be putting the ballpark to sleep. We've got a major treatment going on. We're going to be doing heavy overseed rebuilding of the infield, the aprons, and the outfield grasses. So this year was really, you know, we drew probably just over 21,000 people with the paid attendance for the 40 games. And then the last weekend we averaged well over 500 people every night, live bodies through the gate. And so it was a real nice saying goodbye. The team, I don't know how you describe this team. By far and away the best character team we've ever had. These guys were just excellent people. And we had no real major issues with any of them. Our host families, we had a lot of new host families this year because we had so many guys from out of town that came on the team. We only had like four or five guys that were local here to the team, so I had to find host families for like 23 players.
Wow.
And we did, Bob Anderson had a whole new coaching staff with us this year. My nephew, Trish, little Marty.
Okay.
He was the first base coach. And then, we had Scott Dwyer from Feather River College was the, third base coach. Our pitching coach was Drew Baumgartner, and he's from Texas A&M, Texarkana. And then Bob ran the whole show, and what a great job that Bob did. He just couldn't ask for a better job done.
Well, I tell you what, it was an exciting team. I tell you what, they could strike at any time, and it didn't matter in the lineup. I mean, I've seen them do two out and score four runs with two out, and you don't, you know, I don't know, you just don't expect that. But they seem to be having a great time, Rick.
I was going through the statistics yesterday, and the team, as a team, we hit 345.
Wow.
That's really, really good, right? We averaged 9.7 runs a game.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's good baseball.
That is. And the pitching staff only gave up four runs a game. So, you know, we ended up 32 wins and 8 losses. So I've never been associated in all my years of baseball, probably 60-something now, 60-plus years of baseball, never been associated with a team other than a high school, Northern California high school championship team from Anderson.
There you go. Yay, yay.
That played over 800%.
There you go. You know, my goodness.
So, yeah, it was neat. Coach Reed was at the games this past weekend too, Trish.
Oh, nice. You know, he comes to the breakfast down at the senior center always. So, always
yeah,
to visit
got to
with
see him.
Him
there. That was a nice treat. And Steve Mello brought him. And so, you know, it's just wonderful how we see the entire community of Shasta County in our games.
There you go.
I would tell you probably 50% of our volunteers are from Anderson and in Shasta Lake City. And so everyone seems to contribute there. It's a nice feel. This was the first real year that we went where we didn't have any major vandalism down at the ballpark.
Wow.
And so I think that, you know, Chief Shuler and his guys had a real good handle on things. The new lights also played a big part of that because I now have a phone app that I can turn them on from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple times when some bad people decided they wanted to get in and explore and try to find stuff to steal at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was able just to turn the lights on.
that discourages
them. It does. People, it's kind of like seeing when you flip on the light in the garage and you see the cockroaches start scurrying for the corners, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. It's funny how fast they go over the fence leaving when they are coming in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, that worked well. And then tomorrow night at the concert, just for the fans last year, just so if you remember, they all say, oh, the lights are too bright. Can you do this? Can you do that? We now can. We'll be able to turn on just a section of the lights and dim them for the people.
Perfect. All right. So, looking forward to it.
Come on out tomorrow night. Gates open 7:30, $5 at the gate. No pre-sales. Just come on out. Plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah.
Cold beer, and snack bar goodies. No hot cooking. Most
okay.
people don't want to eat when they come to the ball games, but you know you'll have ice cream and chips and things like that if you want.
Cool. Now let me be the first. Happy birthday,
Rick
yes. Bassetti.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Carl Bott.
Hey, yeah. And Boyce Muse. We all have birthdays on the same day. And
yep.
And last year they baked cakes for us.
But that's not
right.
Today.
No. Not today, but
it's at the end of the month, yeah.
No, it's very soon.
Oh, okay.
It's very soon.
My wife just came out and told me she overheard me saying that the gates open at 7. So I apologize. We'll retro that. We'll take backs, you know, no erases. 7 o'clock gates open.
Oh, because it's on your website. It says 7:32.
I know.
Okay, so they open at 7.
They open at 7. We'll change the website.
And the concert starts at 8.
And concert does start at 8 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yep. And we got the stage set up yesterday. So we're all set for the California Country to come in and kick it off for us.
Okay.
Lead off. Hopefully they'll be the first ones to get on base.
And for all of those you people are wondering, the birthday's on August 5th on Saturday. You thought you were going to get away with that.
Well,
no.
You know, maybe. We were there we went to one of these concerts, and you could dance, and there's all types of great things going on there. Yep.
We'll have there'll be a cornhole game out there for people to play with and stuff too. Be the Colt 45 one. A quick birthday tidbit. I shared a birthday in the major leagues with a pitcher from Milwaukee Brewers. His name was Larry Sorensen. And the only walk-off home run I ever hit in my career was off of him. And we shared the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
Do you think maybe? No.
And I bet you he remembers that on his birthday, because I remember it on my birthday.
He says, you know, I threw him three pitches at 70 miles an hour straight down the middle, and it, you know, it's about time, Rick.
Oh, actually, it was a good slider.
Okay.
It was down.
Yeah, you know.
And he was quoted the next day in the paper saying, you know, I don't mind giving up home runs to home run hitters, but not to someone like Massetti.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, happy birthday, Larry.
Okay, buddy, happy birthday. Let's get a bunch of people out there tomorrow night for the rest of the
thank
season.
You very much, folks. We appreciate
right.
it. We'll look forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good
day,
Archie.
All right, we got to take a quick break here. And you know what? This is where I do yesterday I did, I've been doing live reads for Redding Rancheria's Health Fair.
Yes.
But let's do a live read for your big event coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got this Sunday, first Sunday of the month, and it's August, so we didn't have a breakfast last month. So this Sunday we have breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, 8 to 11. You got your choice of pancakes and sausage and eggs or French toast or biscuits and gravy. And it's fresh homemade gravy, and
it's great. It's a great breakfast. Been there several times, and may do that again.
That good, yeah, good. Yeah, 8 to 11. All the fruit, coffee you can drink, and fruit and juice, and love having you come down. It's one of the fundraisers that supports Frontier Senior Center, and so we invite you to come on down and join us. Room for all of you. Bring your neighbors and your friends.
There we go. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning here, and it's about 69 degrees.
Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm Mike Monahan, retired teacher and coach at Enterprise High School. As a coach, my priority was to make each athlete feel they were a valuable part of the team. I expect the same thing from our elected officials, to bring the team together to run our county. Our District 1 supervisor, Kevin Cry, and his ruinous efforts have resulted in numerous department heads leaving our county amidst 220 open positions that jeopardize the safety and health of our community. An effective leader builds a team. Kevin Cry has dismantled it, which is why Kevin Cry must be recalled. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Local bank. It truly is a community bank and a local board of directors. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two here in Reading, and one in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay.
You know, Carl, I'd like to make one other comment. You were talking about Owen River and Red Rancheria. I just want to give a shout-out to them at the Senior Center. Our automatic door is now functioning, and that was thanks to a grant from the Rancheria that helped us install that, which is just a huge help. Because we've got a lot of people coming in with walkers and wheelchairs and toting stuff, and it's just I want to give them a big shout out, because that's something that's been on my wish list for a lot of years, and we were able to accomplish that
just
with a grant
else that
from Rancheria.
Yeah, the Rancheria does.
Yeah,
people wouldn't have known about it if you hadn't said anything.
That's why I wanted to give a shout out. That's
okay.
Helped us get that.
So now it's heating up. Kevin Cry came out and said that he had irrefutable evidence that about something, and with Stephanie Bridget and the Zog fire. And it turns out that the DA's office, I shouldn't say Stephanie, the DA's office had gone after PG&E criminally, tried to, for the Zog fire. And the judge said that they couldn't.
Well, they basically turned down, as I understand it, the two major charges, which would have held them criminally liable. And if they had gone ahead with that suit, it would have been minimally a slap in the face. It would not have
because they can't put people in jail, not in a corporation.
Well, and that they couldn't find the evidence that proved that they were criminally liable.
Right. Now, Cry said he wanted to bring an outside criminal attorney to take a look at it. And then the acting counsel said, questioned the board's legal authority in the manner and warned about legal concerns he had. To the extent there's a suggestion for an independent counsel to look into the conduct of an elected DA, that brings a host of legal concerns. And I would certainly want to know what the basis and authority you are looking to for that, so I could provide a legal opinion. That sounds probably right. County District Attorney's answer to the State Attorney General, and also pointed out the settlement was reviewed and approved by the court, and it was a $50 million civil settlement for compensation. Now, she said, Bridget said that the deal was made after a Shasta County judge nullified an earlier judge ruling that allowed her office to go forward with criminal charges. So the one that looked at it under appeal said, no, you can't. And then she disagreed with the judge ruling and felt her office would have won the case, but after Superior Court Judge Daniel Flynn's ruling, the case could not continue criminally. Then they sued her, sued in civil court, and obtained a settlement. But Cry said he had spent 30 to 40 hours looking over the court documents, gave it to his lawyer, who's not a criminal lawyer, and he said that. And he said that he played video clips of Bridget's May 31st press conference and clips of the July 25th, 2023 board meeting when Bridget was questioned about how the Zog Fire settlement funds were distributed throughout the community. I'm left to understand that DA Bridget didn't have any choice, and here's the thing, she could have just simply refiled this. And you heard on another show, and I can't tell you if it's true or not, but you heard that there was a piece of evidence that in discovery that didn't make it forward.
That didn't make it to the judge, and the judge stated on the record, according to this, again, it was on one of your Sunday shows.
One of the shows.
And they purported that there was a piece of evidence that the judge specifically stated that had that been submitted, if this piece of evidence was true, then they would have a case. That evidence was not submitted to the judge. He didn't have it. And then it turns out later that, in fact, that evidence existed but was not presented.
Well, Bridget
and I think
issued
that's what
a statement that disputed Cry's claims and noted that her office presented all evidence it had on the green, on the gray pine that fell on the line. So she's saying, hey, we did present everything we had and ignited the fire.
They're saying
that
the judge specifically stated if that tree had been marked, you would have a case. It was marked, and evidently that was contained. And, according to that. So and it's hearsay. You know, again, that's what we have to
let
say.
Let me finish what I was saying. And ignited, you know, on the grapevine that fell on the power lines that ignited the fire. Shasta and Tehama counties in their suit accused the utility of negligence and argued it identified but failed to take out the tree, which had been slated for removal in 2018. Anyway, Cry wanted to hire an independent counsel. That didn't make it. It was a 2-2 vote because Chris Kellstrom is on vacation, and it was 2-2 Cry Jones against Garmin and Rickert. Here's Rickert brought this up. Was, did he ask DA Bridget for, clarifying or, what happened here? And he never talked to her. He never reached out to the DA. And in my opinion, this is my opinion, and we all have them, and we all know what that means. But in my opinion, if you're going to go on something like this, why wouldn't you reach out to the DA? Because it closes the circle. Does that make sense? In other words, you did this with the accusations, but he never once talked to her. And he said they didn't have that kind of relationship. And DA Bridget, in her statement she issued, said, I've always, I'm here to work with people. And, she didn't realize that they didn't have that kind of relationship where they could talk. And he said, believes our relationship is such that we could not call me to discuss the judgment. And she wanted to assure the community that through the 7-day preliminary hearings, all evidence was presented regarding the defective tree and PG&E's failure to remove it. The first judge said, okay, you can proceed to trial. And then the second judge didn't. Now, I think what people, when they were talking about now, is the judgment, you know, or where the money went. Mm-hmm. And why did this money go to this each entity? And there's the questions on that. Was there, you know, a lot of it went to one safe place. And the questions are, why so much money?
It was a children's legacy.
Legacy Center, but which is taking over one.
Which is
place.
Taking over that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was children. Anyway, that's going to the Children's Legacy Center. $7.75 million.
And that was the thing. Well, why so much to that that group as opposed to the organizations that actually have to do with fire and fire recovery and the victims of the fire?
And the answer to that was that the victims said this is where they wanted the money to go. Now, I don't know if they said, I want this much money to go here or whatever. I mean, I'm not sure if it was a committee that made that decision or just or Stephanie. Okay, so there's questions there because what has been said is the DA is on the board of the Children's Legacy Center. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know enough about that organization. Yeah. It's an organization that has come into existence since I was involved.
Yeah. Well, it's been in the last four years.
Yeah, and so I'm unaware of the makeup of the board or actually what all it entails, although yeah. I do understand that it's getting ready to take over One Safe Place and yeah. It has other organizations under its umbrella.
Yeah, and it brings in a new leadership and way of doing business. Not that they're going to close it down by any means, but Children's Legacy Center in this partnership is taking the lion's share of running the place, from what I understand, and from what's been told to me by the people from the Children's
yeah,
Legacy Center.
Exactly.
So it's a pretty good source. Anyway,
I understand.
I wish that he had talked to her. You know what that does is it checks that box.
Well, and as I understand, yesterday they came out with a notice of a special Board of Supervisors meeting for Friday.
Okay.
I believe it's at 9 o'clock. You can check their calendar.
Yeah.
There's two issues on the agenda, an adjustment to their calendar for the year, merely changing the date of one of the meetings,
mm-hmm.
And then a discussion. No action is slated, but a discussion of the Zog Fire settlement. So if anybody wants more information,
that'd be a good way to find out
is to go to that meeting, and I'm sure they're going to talk about it.
Okay. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's been there for 30 years. It's locally owned, locally operated. Well, I should say new. It's been about 5 years since Rebecca and Henry took it over. But they still have the same great selection of jewelry, the same great prices. The only watch repairman in the North State. And they are truly, truly nice people, good people down there. You don't have to worry about if you take in your multi-million-dollar ring to have the diamond reset or whatever, that you're going to get the same diamond back or anything like this. That's Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They are offering several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from right now. Can you say dwarf size crepe myrtles?
Dwarf size crepe myrtles.
Yeah, that's what tough. It says. But can you use that? Of course you can. Anyway, they've also got, if you want a specific tree or a particular tree, you might call them, ask them if they have it, and I'm pretty sure they can get it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery can order anything for you. Plus, they have the water-wise drought-tolerant shrubs. They have berry plants like strawberries and blueberries. They've got statuary for your water features and all that. Locally owned business, locally run business, Gold Leaf Nursery. It's a 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a half mile from Airport Road, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. I hesitate. Before we do that, Trish and I want to put out our condolences.
To Pam Benet and her family, her husband Jerry Benet, a good friend for many years, retired highway patrol pilot, good friend of all of us.
Funny guy.
Just a great yes, guy. And Jerry passed away about 10 days ago. They have a service coming up for him on the 21st. But our condolences to Pam and her family.
Dare I even ask you, because it'll probably come up when Jinky comes on, is the fact that 40 charges or indictments, no, it's not indictments, but charges. Maybe 40 charges against Donald J. Trump. And, you know, they've got the classified documents in Florida, and then this one on the January 6th where he spoke at this and at the rally that turned into a bunch of knotheads and idiots going into the Capitol building. Was it an insurrection? No. Was it a riot out there? Yes. Did they come in illegally? Yes. Okay. Everybody agrees on that.
To a certain extent, because there's some doubt as to how they came in.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. When they went in and took over the House chambers and went in and stole stuff, I mean, that's just BS. And, you know, did it reach the level of insurrection? Absolutely not. The FBI said it wasn't. But he's going to trial over this. But the biggest charge is interfering with the federal election. Is on there,
yeah.
Which is punishable by hanging.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think it'll go that far. Now,
when you live in a banana republic, anything can happen.
We don't live in a banana republic.
I have a hard time believing that some days.
Have you ever lived?
No, I haven't.
Well, I have. I have been in banana republics, and let me tell you, it ain't anything like that. However, our justice system is under fire right now, from the Supreme Court down to local.
Yeah.
Courts, they're under fire. In many cases, it's true. Because we haven't even gotten to Georgia yet. And Georgia's getting ready to roll out indictments. And they talked about putting it under the RICO statute, which is like racketeering, because it's occurred over two states. And I'm not sure if there's not another one going on. So here we go, going into the 2024 elections, with the leading contender for the Republicans, indictment after indictment after indictment, and the President of the United States being tied in to a bribery scheme with his son.
But the difference being, they did a poll just recently, and everybody knows about the indictments against Donald Trump. 54% of the people who were queried in this thing know absolutely nothing about Joe Biden's family taking any money. That's your news coverage in this country.
Yeah,
President Trump, every time a new thing comes out about Hunter Biden, another witness, another, you know, what have you, they slap another
indictment
on Donald Trump.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with
no coincidence
with
there.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my problem with this whole thing. Is, and I'll tell you, we got Joe Biden president, and you've got Donald Trump, the leader of the Republican Party, running right now. He's way ahead in all the polls for Republicans. I go back to this. Is this the best we can hope for? Is this the best we can hope for? Have politicians, when they've reached that level, if you look back at them and you really turn it loose, have they all reached some level of corruption?
I would say to you that I don't believe it's the individual politics. I believe that the political machine in this country has gotten to the point where it doesn't make a lot of difference who the candidates are. I believe that it's run completely by behind the scenes, the donors, the PACs, the people pulling the strings and going in and spending the money, and our public, I feel badly about this, but we have an uninformed, uninvolved population.
Well, they read headlines.
The bulk of them, that's exactly right.
They read
the headline. If they hear that at all, I deal with that on a pretty regular basis, and it's really been a source of frustration for me the last couple of weeks. You know, you go in and out of your life, and you get a haircut, and you go here, and you go there, and you mix with people and have conversations with people you don't really know well, but they're business people, they're busy raising their family, and it never ceases to amaze me when a topic will come up, such as the Bud Light thing. And you run into people who look at you and don't know what you're talking about. Deer in the headlight look.
Well,
you talk about Hunter Biden and they go, yeah, I'm not really up on that. You talk about the war in Ukraine. Yeah, I don't really pay too much attention to that. And it has gotten to be a real source of irritation
slap them?
I want to. I mean, I have to just kind of walk away because I'm so frustrated that I can't understand why people are not just angry beyond anything about the things that are going on in this country, from the local level right up to the top.
Well, we got to take a break here, but Bud Light is a microcosm of what's going on. But see, here's the difference. When they went away from their constituents and started this thing with Dylan McGovey or whatever his name is, they totally misread their clients. And what has it led to? They fired 385 people, and Coors Light and Coors their sales have gone up 51%. And I always, if I drink beer, it's usually Coors Light or Guinness, but usually Coors Light. Of course.
And I like Dirty
and Clothes. Because I just like it. And but I've drank Bud Light before
like
and all
it.
That. Their sales have gone up 51% and there's a point where they couldn't even give away Bud Light. Their distributors are not ordering it from them.
At the rodeo was when that first hit, and the one thing sticks in my mind, the guy that was running the Bud Light booth had given a couple sleeves of the cups to the Coors Light place. And I was standing there, and a guy walked up, cowboy, and I don't know who it was, but I always like the cowboys at all these functions. You all look good in your jeans. And so he walks up, and he orders a beer, and he's got it in his Coors booth, and he walks away, gets about 5 foot away, and he turns that cup, and it says Bud Light on it. He goes, oh, no way, I'm taking, and he went over and made him put it in a different cup. I'm not walking around here with that on my, this is Coors. And I just had to say, wow.
I'm hoping that America realizes that the ones in quote making the decisions have lost touch
with the people buying their
that
product.
Put them in there. They're trying to sell their product of leadership. And at some point, it's going to be a Bud Light disaster for one of the parties.
Well, and the other example is the song, Try That in a Small Town. But I mean, then here you got the CMA, we run the world, you know, country music, blah, blah, blah. And they go and put him off the air. Look what's happened. Number one in the nation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's selling out. His concerts are all over.
You think he'll be nominated as Song of the Year?
And everybody.
Jason Aldean, who is a local boy.
And they're all just kind of backing off. All kinds of country western stars are taking their music away from CMA. I mean, they started a war. They're not going to be able to finish.
Because
they didn't identify their audience.
And who is their audience?
Well, the flyover country that's been ignored forever.
The South, parts of the South, the flyover, the whole interior of the nation.
That's right.
And anything west of I-5. In California, Oregon, and Washington.
There you go. And people keep making decisions based on what happens in the big cities, and that's how we've run this, the news media and everything. And the giant is awakening.
Bud Light's parent headquarters moved to New York was the fatal error headline here. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of a local company that's done well, and I thoroughly recommend them. It's Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. They give, you can get the best car or truck vehicle wash that you're going to find. You drive in, they spray the car up front and they spray it all over to get any of the heavy stuff off. And I always got bugs and stuff.
Me too.
And then you go through the tunnel with, and they've got, it's cloth that does it. There's no brushes. And at the end, when you come out, there's a pleasant person with a fluffy towel that wipes down your vehicle. This is a good place to go. My 16 or 17 year old truck at this point comes out looking sparkling new, except for those dents and a few other things. But if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back, and Nick will get to you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke and Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And this portion of the show is brought to you by a really cool Anderson business, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more are there. You do it all. They do it local. And it is. It's a nice couple, a young couple that had their original business in Reading and then moved to Anderson and built this great facility down there.
Yeah.
They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. Okay. So we talked about things during the break. And one of the things we talk about is how do we ignore Nick? He calls and he stays on the line. But okay, Nick, good morning.
You're just lucky I'm able to share my wisdom with you.
There you go.
Yep, you're right.
Hey, you know, I took exception when you said that when you referred to Trump and Biden, is this the best we can do? You know, when you look at Trump's accomplishments, with everything stacked against him, he closed the border. He had low inflation or low employment, especially with minorities. Low inflation. He didn't get us into a war. He signed four peace accords in the Middle East. I believe Trump was the best president we've had in my lifetime.
I agree 100%. And I'll go further, Nick, and say that I believe, and I've said this before, that at this point in this country's presence, he is the only one that can save us.
Yes, he and Jesus Christ and God.
Yeah. With the help of God, you're absolutely right.
I've got something I'm going to read to you. It's just a paragraph. It's by a gal named Otta Lish. Every time I hear about President Trump having sex with a woman and being in the news for it, I just remember that he's one of the rare world leaders who actually likes to sleep with grown women instead of children like the majority of these disgusting pedophiles. And then I think about the prosecution they threw at him. I think they impeached him over the Stormy Daniels affair. The fact is, Stormy Daniels should have been charged with extortion because there's no crime against Trump paying somebody to shut their big mouth, whether they're lying or not. And
and Nick, I will remind you that they have Stormy Daniels on record as stating that she didn't have that affair.
Yeah, you know, and it's just disgusting. And then you see Barack Obama and you see Joe Biden telling the media what they can say and what they can't say, trying to start a truth commission to investigate the news, whether they can put it on or not. You know, we need to get this straightened out, and we need to stand up for ourselves, and I think it's starting to happen.
I will say this, is that Ann Coulter, who is no friend of Donald Trump.
There you go.
Says that the most shocking fact was that the mob was right-wing. Every other violent mob in the nation's history has been left-wing.
There you go.
But the violence goes into the memory hole. The indictment does not charge Trump with incitement, which is what they wanted. And it's not a crime to tell gigantic lies that lead people to commit acts of blinding stupidity. If it were, the entire media and Democratic Party would be in prison for life. And she says, if you read the column, it says, essentially, they're still going to be talking about January 6th, 100 years from now, because that's what the Democrats have. If they can take, you know, it's the sixth law of thermodynamics. Did you know you had six laws?
Yeah, we have okay. One more caller we need to get.
Six laws of thermodynamics. Heat on you is heat off me.
There you go.
Randy, good morning. Hello, Randy, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah,
Randy,
you're on live.
Hey, good morning. You know, I first wanted to speak about Mr. Cry. You know, he said he's done 30, 40 hours study about this new, the fire situation. But he also said he did a KRCR interview when he went back to see Mr. Lindell, and he came back in regards to the voting machines, and he said he learned more in 5 or 6 hours than he could have learned in a month or two of independent study. But yet, I've asked him at the meetings, other people have asked him, what did you learn? And he's been unable to tell us anything. So I don't have a lot of credence in Mr. Cry and what he says or his motives. So that's
okay.
That's
sad. And I just want to tell you, my comments on that I took straight from the paper, but that's an interesting viewpoint that you have right there. I would, you know, for me, it goes back to, if you're going to throw this thing out in public, that you should have talked to the DA. You don't have to. You don't have to. But there should have been a phone call there. They're both elected officials. They're both at the county.
Well, and you have to be careful who you call, though, because now they're beating up on Patrick Jones because he made a call to the judge to apologize.
Well, that's
can't talk to everybody.
Apples, oranges. Apples, oranges. Hey, Randy, thank you very much for your phone call.
Hey, can I have one more point?
Sure.
What? Very quickly.
Sure.
Okay. It's about the Trump indictments and Biden's, you know, and so my position is that if either the Bidens or any of the Bidens have committed crimes, they should end up in court, you know.
And
they're under investigation right now. And so at any point where they get enough to charge them, they should go to court. Do you feel that the same should apply to Mr. Trump? If he's done some crimes, should he not be in court?
Yes.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
if they've done crimes,
course.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm
saying. Both of them should.
He's been indicted. He is going to go to court, just like he did in New York. You know what? Here I am. This is what my thoughts. We've got the possibility of the leading presidential candidate being found guilty of a felony and the leading Democrat, the president, being impeached for these crimes if he's found guilty. I mean, that's where we are. And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. You know what? Hey, I'm in full agreement with you both because I think that we're all honest people. Well, at least I'll say I think that us three here are honest people. And so we all want the best for our country.
Absolutely.
And for everything. And so we can all just look and hope we find the truth of it all.
There you go.
That's all, is getting to the truth of it. And then you get into, well, the judge, and then you get into the jury, and then all of these things. But, you know, if Donald Trump can't get a fair trial in Georgia or Florida, then there, you know, if he's found guilty, I'm saying if, in Florida, then there's got to be a bunch of stuff there because that's where they're trying him on the classified material thing. Anyway, we got to run. We're way over. Thanks a lot, Randy, for your phone call, though. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
Is a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Several months later, and they are still trying to form a new government to lead Thailand.
The party that gained the most seats in May's vote, Move Forward, has already failed to get its leader chosen as Thailand's next prime minister. On Friday, the party that came second, Pua Thai, was expected to put its candidate forward for the top job. It's not clear when or even whether that will now happen. Military-backed conservatives are seeking to prevent the formation of any government they see as pursuing a radical agenda. They particularly want to prevent changes to the king's role in Thai politics.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. The search for an Australian Army helicopter that crashed at sea, killing four people during a military drill with the United States, has found human remains, but not the black box that's crucial to explaining the cause of the tragedy. The helicopter went down July 28th. News and analysis, townhall.com. The tax man aims to go totally paperless in just a couple of years.
Most taxpayers will be able to digitally submit a slew of tax documents and other communications to the IRS next filing season, and the agency plans to go completely paperless in 2025. The processing change is expected to cut back on the $40 million per year that the agency spends storing more than 1 billion historical documents. The change is being financed by an $80 billion infusion of money for the IRS over 10 years under the Inflation Reduction Act. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen did say, however, that taxpayers will always have the choice to submit documents by paper. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Utah law requiring websites with pornographic material to verify the age of their users will stay in effect, a federal judge dismissing a lawsuit challenging its constitutionality. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 3rd of August, 8:05 in the morning, news always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm, and Trish is here with the weather.
You
got to get kind of like next to the
66 degrees in downtown. Right. I had the headsets on. Got to get to the microphone.
We have these things called microphones.
I gotcha. Yeah, exactly. I put the headphones on, thought it was all hooked up. It's 66 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 94, a low of 67, and on Friday, bumping back up to that 100-degree mark and down to 71 on Friday night. Saturday, hot, 103. Saturday night, 75. And on Sunday, 105 and a low of 74. Monday, 103 and a low of 70. And then Tuesday, we're going to bump back down to the mid-90s, 95. So little few more days of that heat. And if you got a solar system, that's good because lots of sunshine, you're making money. It's not costing you for your electricity. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. You get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. People ask me, what can you talk about 2 hours every day? You know, it is such a target-rich environment out there. The question is picking out things you do want to talk about during the 2 hours. And you end up leaving out things like
Of every show.
The latest from the Biden administration through the Department of Education, which should be just, in my opinion, done away with, and use all those billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, to get them back down to the states so they can run their schools.
Actually educate our children?
Yeah. This latest one is they have cut off the money for all of the hunting and archery programs in the United States. Just the archery programs themselves serve 1.5 million kids. The other ones teach hunter's education, trap teams where they go out and they shoot trap and they compete in this. And colleges have trap teams so kids can get scholarships to colleges and universities. And the Biden administration, the way they read it and said, okay, all that money's going away. Well, that, to me, is a huge, huge, huge story, and it's impacting on our children, and the people who wrote that law that put it in there said it had nothing to do with that. It had to do with school safety officers being armed and being in school, being able to do that.
Yeah.
And so this is the way they decided to read it. And so any hunter safety program, any trap clubs, any archery programs, go away under this. They will not send money down to the schools to support it.
Well, and the other thing, none of the companies are allowed to advertise any upcoming competitions, guns, anything that has to do with any of that above, to where minors might read the information.
Well, That was backed off. They backed off that one because you know in sporting goods stores and things like this. I mean, they said they couldn't have any advertising that went to kids. Well, there's a lot of stuff that went to kids. They had nothing to do with high power rifles or anything like this. So they had to back off on this. But this is just a typical example of overreach in the federal government.
Well, it's an example of the lack of legislation that we're getting because the legislators no longer make laws and say how they're going to be implemented. They make a blanket statement, and then they turn it over to the bureaucracy to write the rules governing what they have written. And they, free reign. They're not accountable to anybody, and they just make it up as they go along. I mean, we quote Nancy Pelosi. Well, we got to pass it to find out what's in it.
So. Well, okay. Hey, our guest is Doug Jahnke, who came in and immediately insulted me. So don't turn his microphone off right now. So good morning, Doug.
Well, good morning, guys.
Turn off his microphone.
That's all I get to say.
I always wait for your introduction before I offer any wisdom.
Is it turned off? How come I can still hear him?
And we're just starting to show.
Turn off his headphones, too.
We've only got 50 minutes of abuse coming your way, Carl. So, okay. No, I always wait for you to introduce me because I was listening to you guys talk and obviously sitting here. And this is just another example of liberal stupidity. They took away all of the trade school stuff in high schools years ago to give teachers big raises. And now we have an entire generation who doesn't know how to work on cars, fix houses.
Use a screwdriver.
Use a screwdriver. And now they're doing it this way. And this is just another example of skill sets that could be used by the young people are now being taken away, and somehow, miraculously, that makes sense to them. But we can give kids books that contain explicitly sexual content, but that's totally fine. That's totally cool.
And if a school board says that this is wrong, then you have the governor of the state threatening to withhold $1.5 million from them, which made them go back, and they had to nuance this thing out. But still, the fact that the governor now can appoint county supervisors, I thought it went all the way to school boards, but I was told I was wrong, and I'm more than happy to admit that he can't go all the way to school boards, but he can go down to the county levels. Along with taking away your right to say who can build what in residential neighborhoods, and they took that away, mm-hmm. and the fact that a whole community in a county voted against a green initiative, in this case the wind towers or the wind farms, the state then passes a law that says, no, you can't. We're going to be the ones that make that decision. I mean, it's just constant. And then Biden is telling us what kind of stove we can cook on, and they're forcing people out of having an internal combustion engine. Well, and, I mean, this whole thing is, where does it say the government can do that much?
Go
right into our lives like that. You can't cook on that stove, Carl. I really like cooking on a gas stove. It's the best way to cook, in my opinion. This is why all the chefs use them, the big chefs that can actually cook. This is why they want them.
Well, you know, this is just an example. Look at every single 100% bad legislation for the last 30 years. It comes from one side of the aisle.
Yeah.
One side. So let's just stop playing this. There's a bipartisan block. One side keeps coming up with the worst ideas in the world, but I do have some news for you. I've decided I'm going to support the recall of Kevin Cry, and here's why. Because Newsom just recently appointed 17 uber liberal judges to destroy our California judicial system, including two locally, which I'll talk about. So if you fools think that he's not going to put a liberal in our supervisor's board, you are nuts. He's got 17 liberal, uber liberal judges who are just now going to go in and destroy our judicial system. And if we want to be like San Francisco, recall Kevin Cry. If you want conservative stuff, do not recall that gentleman. I'm not his best friend. I don't know the guy well enough. I just know that one vote has not cost us millions of dollars, even by George Soros's Kathy Darling own estimates. And if they think he's not going to appoint a liberal to that spot, you are crazy.
I couldn't agree more. I just – and they keep saying, well, it didn't to appoint a judge or a supervisor in Glenn County, didn't support one in Modoc County. We're talking apples and oranges.
Well, no. I'll correct you, Trish. They had candidates. Every one of them were conservative, and he chose not
to appoint.
That's not a difference if he didn't appoint. He chose not to appoint, and now.
But the vacancies occurred for a different reason.
Yeah.
They weren't recalled.
They were retirement.
They retired and what have you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the judge that he put in locally.
And he's always had the authority to appoint there.
Well, and I got to say, this thing that Kevin is now on about this settlement with PG&E, I got to think there's smoke and some fire here. I think that this guy, Hannah, mm-hmm. who was the prosecutorial judge or person, he withheld the fact that PG&E had this stuff. And when the judge made the finding, he said he did not have enough evidence to show that PG&E had knowledge of the tree. That's proven false. But here's where it gets interesting, Carl. Not only as
can't just say that because the statement is that the judge did know about the tree.
Well, no, in his finding, he said he did not have enough evidence to show that PG&E was aware of that tree. All right. So here's the deal. Hannah does this hit job on this case, immediately resigns or retires or whatever we call it, and is appointed to a judgeship in our county by Governor Newsom, whose biggest supporter is PG&E. Follow the dots. That's a little quid pro quo, in my opinion, right there.
And it's time to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms and their new, well, relatively new firearms emporium they have. It's located at 11091 Rhyolite Drive. It's across the street, Lake Boulevard, from Waterworks, right in there. And it's got a great selection of firearms. It has ammo. It has gunsmithing. It has it all at Northern Firearms. Again, located at 11091 Rhyolite Drive. You can call them at 800-913-1393 or just stop by. They're more than happy to sit down and chat with you and show you the latest in firearms here in California. We'll be right back.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State. graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:20 in the morning here on the 3rd of August. 69 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you haven't gotten the treatments you believe you deserve or have earned because of a work injury, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick Gorman knows workers' compensation. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He cares about his clients, and he will give you the best information and fight for you if that's what it needs. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, free consultation when you call him. Okay, I'm here with Doug Jenke, Trish Clark, and myself, and Terry's on the line. So that's a Terry. We need another person that speaks loudly, doesn't listen to the other ones, and has their own opinion. So jump in.
I always listen to Doug and Trish.
You know what?
I mean, you got to find logic and common sense somewhere. So.
Christina, when I hold my hand up, cut the line, okay? I'm going to give him at least a minute, though.
Say it quick,
you
Gary.
You don't pick fights with the guy that owns the station. Okay?
You know, that's come see, come soft, right?
Okay.
The thing is, I think, we had a program on Sunday with Katie Gorman, who is one of the leaders in Moms for Liberty, and she brought some information about Temecula. Temecula didn't cave. In fact, they went back to the Williams Act of 2016, and they're going to keep doing what they're doing. So they didn't cave, and that's new news, so I didn't expect anybody to know that. The other, and then I have a question about the judges. I thought it was just one judge for Shasta County, and the other judge in the North State, or at least north of San Francisco, was the judge for Siskiyou County. Now, is there two
for Shasta?
There's two for Shasta?
Yep. Yeah, she was working in Siskiyou County.
Oh, I got it. Okay, sounds good. That I read that wrong. Thanks. And then the other thing is that, you know, Kevin Cry is not the only one looking into this as far as the Zogfire stuff goes. And, yeah, it's on the record that it was there that tree was marked, that gray pine was marked. It was marked. And I don't think that Kevin Cry, he wasn't the only supervisor or by any means anybody in the county that is not questioning what went on and what's going on with the money, the way it was distributed by Stephanie Bridget. It wasn't just Kevin Cry. And I don't know that reaching out with a phone call, I mean, he's already, they went through a pretty thorough questioning of her. Well, not really thorough enough to get the information that they need, that they didn't have from her. And she got it to them, I think within a couple of days, which was good. So when Kevin spoke Sunday, he, from what I understand, he had all the information on there, but he's not the only guy reaching out there. And I don't know if you've ever tried to reach, well, maybe you can get to her as a show host or something, but it's hard to get through to Stephanie Bridget, especially on a legality matter. And I think that he's by far not the only person doing this, you know. And then the last thing I wanted to say is on the Dominion machines, if people think back, That was three other supervisors who were counting on that to run. I mean, Carmen had that as one of his issues when he ran for office. Kevin Cry got into office, and he was the one who kind of hedged a little bit on the Dominion machine at first. He was unsure about it. The decision to get rid of the machines were supposed to be Kevin. So I guess my question is, everybody's going after Kevin and blaming him for stuff that he never did. Anyway, you know, Doug, can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
You know, Terry, I think the decision to go after Kevin Cry was because it seemed like it was easier to get the same
lowest hanging fruit.
Lowest hanging fruit, absolutely. Yeah. And I think people need to recognize that
he's necessarily a low hanging fruit.
But it was the easiest one to go for.
He is the easiest one.
Exactly. And so they're blaming everything on Kevin. And always bear in mind any decisions that are made on the Board of Supervisors, that you need to learn to count to three.
Three, yeah. Well, and during when we were off the air quickly there with the break, Carl and I had a quick discussion about how do I know Hannah is a liberal, an uber-liberal, because common sense dictates that if this guy was a common sense, hard-on-crime, honest kind of person, Newsom would not have picked him. That's not the guy that Newsom's going to pick. But hey, big news, guys. Another thing that
in your
not,
opinion,
in my opinion, let me qualify it, in my opinion and common sense. Hey, were you guys aware that just down in Reedley in the last week or so, this is how bad our country has become. Let's just be blunt. This is how bad it has become. They discovered a Chinese bio lab down in a warehouse in Reedley, California, that was owned by a Chinese national, having offices in Las Vegas, and when they went to Las Vegas to arrest him, the offices were 100% empty. And it didn't make the news. Folks, we had a bio lab in California run by the Chinese government. Think about that.
Yep.
That's where we're at in the United States.
And they've got rats that are infected by all kinds of disease, including COVID-19 and malaria and all these other things.
Imagine if that had gotten out in California.
Actually, I heard it on the news this morning on this station.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Finally. It's been out there for almost a week. I guess they couldn't hide it anymore. But, I mean, it's like this was big news.
Yeah.
We had a bio lab in the United States from a foreign country, and our president didn't bring it up.
Well, I think they were too busy indicting Donald Trump again, for heaven's sake. That's more important news.
I bet you if they actually traced the money, somehow Hunter's involved in it.
No, but I bet you Dr. Zhivago is.
Yeah, and Dr. Fauci somewhere in there.
Yeah, exactly. I always like to, Dr.
And you know, another thing that's coming down the pike that old Sleepy and the gang are working on is in 2021, the Democrats, the liberals, tried to pass the Climate Emergency Act of 2021. And there's now a discussion, active discussion by the Biden administration is how they can call a climate pandemic with restrictions. Let that sink in, folks. They're working on a way to do it. And now all of a sudden, if you start watching some of the news, they're talking about, is COVID going to start coming back?
Yep.
They're already priming. And let's remember, the facts are overwhelming. It's a flu. It's just like the other flus. The shot is killing people at an extreme rate, and it never stopped transmission. It never stopped it from spreading. Those mask people wear, please take those things off for humanity. They don't do a thing. But they're doing already mental warfare to try and prepare us for something.
The next lockdown. Whatever they can come up with.
And I was watching.
If you want to say it has something to do with the election, you know, you could, you know, if you get into your paranoid there. And I had to leave the room. I'm sorry. Everything you all said was just ultimately important, but my bet was on the line. And I'm sorry. That takes precedence over everything. Okay. Here's the thing. I've seen an article about, is it time to bring back the mask? It's not going to happen again, and I'll tell you why. They're not going to do it.
No.
They saw what happened last time. The American public can be misled for a period of time.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do it again. And they're saying now that only 1 in 4 of the United States did not get COVID. So you've got 75% of the country, at least, it's had COVID. Linda had her first case a couple weeks ago. I had mine back in last September. And we were vaccinated. And so the type of thing is that people see what it did to our schools, did to our children. I mean, they're laying everything bad that's going on to the COVID, the way we handled COVID in this country. And people are saying, no, God help us if we get hit with a real disease, because people are not going to trust the government after what, after the mishandling, total mishandling of the COVID.
The thing that they're not recognizing is the damage that the shots actually did. And we continue to see on a almost weekly basis, some young athlete for days and days and weeks and months, every day it was how many people had come down with COVID, how many cases you had, how many were hospitalized. And now we never hear anything in the news that ties anything that happens to these young athletes. They never even ask the question, did they have the shot?
Well, there was an article in The Lancet that actually got removed, but here's two paragraphs. The study was done by a group of doctors who reviewed death certificates of people who died within 1 week of receiving the COVID vaccine. They found that close to 74% of the deaths they reviewed were attributed to the vaccine. This totaled 240 deaths in total. The most common cause of organ failure post-vaccines were cardiovascular system, followed by the hematological system, the respiratory system, and multiple organ systems. So the evidence is out there. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a bunch of right-wing doctors. This was an experimental disease or a vaccine from the get-go, and, you know, they are still trying to push it. And I still see people in their cars by themselves with their mask on, and I'm just like, there are still true believers out there, Carl. So I would like to think people actually did learn. I'm not exactly sure they did.
Well, I think some people did, but not.
But you got to have that percentage, no matter what it is. You have a hardcore percentage of, you know, would walk into a COVID ward without a mask and kiss all the patients. You've got that group, and then you've got the opposite group that, you know, they're true believers that they, you know, they do have mask on because they've got a medical condition or something, and they're trying to protect themselves. Fine, good on you. What we don't need, and we got to take a break, is people coming up to them and shaming them for wearing a mask. And that happened many times. People I know, they were all women.
Karen. Her name was Karen.
No. And I mean, and they were shamed and, you know, verbally molested because they wore a mask. All women. I didn't hear one man have that come up to them because people probably felt safer going up to a woman
but you know what?
Verbally
on the other hand, people that didn't have a mask on got accosted as well. Because I had
hard,
it happen to me
twice.
That's true.
I had it happen to me
but
twice.
But I'm saying
what
is,
goes around comes
if you,
around.
If you choose to wear a mask, you should not be slighted or approached and, you know, question your sanity and all that.
And if you choose not to, same thing.
Same thing.
There you go. Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. I'll tell you this, and Doug, you're a real estate mogul. When I look at a house, the first thing I look at now is one distance from this spot right here. Because, you know, on Zillow, they'll tell you you're 15 minutes away, 30 minutes away. The second thing I look at is where are they getting their electricity from? And if it's PG&E, that has worked its way up a lot higher in the list.
Water.
And the water, and who's giving, delivering the water.
Where do you get
water?
Your water? That's been a big one for me.
And this is about REU. REU has kept our rates much lower. They've cleared out areas. They've taken out undergrowth. You know, so many things. But this is about electric cars. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, not just a car, but a truck, a bike, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We'll be right back.
Now this thing I picked up from Armstrong.
Wasn't the beginning. Love.
the City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Good morning and welcome back to Free for All here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and our guest Doug Jenke. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I hung out yesterday for a while and got my hair cut. It's the only place I go to get my hair cut, my friends. Never had a bad haircut in 15 years. Go into Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's just a great place to go to get a haircut. They work by appointment, so I give them a call at 530-244-9478 to set up an appointment that works for me and works into the schedule there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, man's last stronghold. Okay, Chris, good morning. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Yeah, regarding the PG&E and the lawsuit and so forth, are you still discussing that?
Can.
Yeah, we can. We can, sure. Why not?
Okay, you have to follow the money on this whole thing regarding the lawsuit and how this was handled. And I was in the securities business for just under 20 years, and I left in 2017. At that point in time, the largest single shareholder of PG&E stock and PG&E's debt was CalPERS.
Oh, interesting, huh?
They were the largest shareholder of PG&E stock. Now, I don't know if they still are now, if they've liquidated since all this stuff went on. But you got to follow the money, because if they attack PG&E, and they drive that stock down to nothing, or they drive them into bankruptcy or whatever it might be, that's going to have a major hit on CalPERS.
Well, I can.
And when did you retire? When did you retire?
2017. Yeah. You know, the thing about it is that there have been so many lawsuits, and it must total into the billions at this point with PG&E. And one of the reasons for the criminal thing is if you went after them for a criminal act, you're not going to put anybody in jail. And they've changed their board of directors probably four times, you know, over the last few years, or the president of the company. But anything this large, $50 million, is not something you just wink at. But PG&E has had so many lawsuits against it. And
they can almost be Donald Trump.
They can almost be Donald Trump. I see what you're saying, and it could be is that, you know, well, if we drive them to zero, then or if they're not going to go out of business.
Well, no, what's going to happen is I think the state of California wants to take over PG&E.
Well, I think you're right.
God help us. But the problem
I
is
think that things are bad now.
We can't figure. You've got to figure out a way for the people that get electricity for PG&E to continue to get electricity. I mean, the issue is you can't just shut them down, tell them to go away, run them out of business. There's too many people who get gas and electric from PG&E. You got to replace that somehow with something. The state of California would not be my choice. But I'm not exactly sure. They've created a monster. And you're absolutely right with them being the largest stockholder for PERS. I mean, look at the trouble everybody's in because of PERS and the changes that they made in the way they were investing their money over the last few years, getting rid of all the anything that had to do with guns, getting rid of anything to do with any conservative kind of thing. They went to green.
Their natural industry, you know, like gas,
and
coal,
and that hit PERS
oil
terribly because it quit paying a lot of money and started costing counties and cities and local governments a whole lot.
Well, on CalPERS in particular,
thanks, Chris.
On CalPERS in particular, they were heavily invested in Chinese companies, which is really kind of odd. And people may not know this, but back when Commie Brown was our governor, he
was not a communist. You can't just say that.
I can say it's my opinion.
Yeah, but you're going to be indicted for your opinion, obviously. If Trump can be indicted
for his
opinion, you
I'll
can be
I'll look over my shoulder
his
every day.
Okay.
But he had it put into the California Constitution that regardless of market conditions, CalPERS is guaranteed 7.5% gain every year. So that's why when we have down years, these municipalities are in such trouble, they have to pay CalPERS 7.5%. And the rest of us are getting zero or negative or loss of value. And CalPERS, so that's one of the other things about CalPERS that is just a little stinky, is the fact that they are guaranteed, if the money's there, because obviously we are running these massive unfunded liabilities, but they're guaranteed a 7.5% rate.
Well,
when you have
union negotiations that have gone on forever and as many retirees living off of PERS, you're not going to all of a sudden change the rules and say, okay, we're no longer paying that.
No.
You can't do that because you've got hundreds of thousands of people. And I remember deliberately stating in like 1986 with the first union negotiation I went through on the Anderson City Council that at some point you do realize if you continue to pad these retirements, we're going to be paying for two workforces, the retirement one and the one that's working.
Yeah. Hey, I do want to finish up with something, Carl, because I brought it up on the Lancet, and I wanted to bring out two more paragraphs for our people, and this is two final paragraphs on the COVID. The CDC and the New York Times, obviously very right-wing conservative conspiracy entities, both now admit that COVID deaths were overcounted during the pandemic and now say the deaths are no longer historically abnormal. The official number is probably an exaggeration because it includes some people who had the virus when they died, even though it was not the underlying cause.
But,
of
like a car wreck?
Nice of them to say
that.
So after years
that.
Of refusing this truth.
Now,
here's the point we're talking about. Is the fact they're preparing us for some new thing. Do not fall for it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I just read an article, and before my computer quit, because he only quits when Jenky's in the studios. And I think it's because he's drawing the energy from all the electrical devices around here. But what it said was the American Heart Association said about three for every thousand have had the myocarditis. Afterwards. They went through all these things, but it's usually like within a week after the vaccination, but there have been cases when they're after the booster and all these. So is it possible? I guess, yes, it is. The other thing, though, it said when because it is so rare in athletes for this to happen and under the age of 30, being an athlete, but they say it's got a higher rate cardiac arrest in basketball players. Now, I don't know if it's because of their size or, you know, the fact that, you know, they have an enlarged heart from their athletic. But, yeah, this other one on the saying is that there has been a relationship. Now, has it been a huge relationship? No. But
there's a correlation.
There is a correlation there.
Okay.
And now we get to take another break.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
And see how quickly the time goes.
You know, two more hours. Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, Al Pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I heard another song. We may have to play, since we pay for these songs, we may have to play Small Town, or what's
yeah,
it called?
Try that in a small town.
Try that in a small town. We may have to play parts of that, too.
Yeah. Okay, Carl, before we go any further, I want to talk about, last week we had Riverfront Playhouse.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the play that's at the new Riverfront Playhouse now.
The Rainmaker.
They've relocated, and the Rainmaker. I went to the matinee on Sunday, and boy, I gotta tell you, it's playing again next weekend, coming up, and you all need to get in there. It is incredible. The new set, the new, theater is absolutely fantastic. Great crew, and the cast and the show is phenomenal. You just really
there you go.
Need to go.
You hear
we
it first
sold out
here.
At that last matinee, and it was just incredible.
And I totally forgot what I was going to say when we came back, but yeah, I'm glad you brought up about the Rainmaker. We have a phenomenal theaters in our and talented people. You know,
yep.
Sound of Music. That's a musical, and then this other Rainmaker was as and I trust your judgment totally.
Oh, incredible
on things like this.
Hey, Carl, I just want you to know I just got a text from your friend that said if he's doing the happy dance, just shoot him. So I just want you to know.
I sent him a video of me doing the happy dance.
I just shot Carl, just so you know, if you're listening.
If the story on that is when I was in Iraq and I had my combat buddy who just happened to be, you know, he happens to be a full blooded Navajo. And the Navajos have a deep history with the Marine Corps. And his dad was a career Marine. He spent very little time on the res. And I would look up Navajo words and phrases and say it to him. And he'd go, and he'd look at me. And I go, and your answer is? He says, well, first of all, you're mispronouncing it. I said, no, I'm not. But the thing was, I did and we were out, outside the wire. And, you know, and I just did a happy dance because we were alive then. And he says, I'm armed, and if you ever do it again, I'll shoot you. So I sent him a video of me doing it, and I'm afraid that he's going to show up at my front door. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. Just a couple of quick comments, hopefully. The gentleman that called in said, you know, Kevin Cry went to see Mike Lindell and all this, and he's not telling everybody what he learned. Well, I think, you know, the gentleman should give Kevin a call and have a cup of coffee and talk about it. But I think all that Kevin really learned, it helped sway him, the experts that Mike Lindell brought in, that these machines need to be looked at. There's a problem, and we need to look at them, and they need to be possibly gotten rid of. And I think they should be gotten rid of. And the sad thing is when they have presentations in front of the council or town hall meetings, a lot of these people don't show up, and all they just badmouth the people that are there, calling them conspiracy nuts or snake oil salesmen. I mean, the evidence is huge, and the cost of Kevin's trip is, what, over $1,500 or less on a $660 million budget? Give me a break. That's nothing. And the other thing is they continue to advertise that everybody's leaving the county because of Kevin Cry. Well, I talked to the county personnel, and, you know, yeah, there's, the ads say there's 220 vacancies out of 1,900 employees, which is only 11%. But they're only advertising for like 49 positions. And the drift I get from the personnel is that, you know, nothing's changed that much since Kevin Cry got elected. It's kind of business as usual. Everybody's having difficulty getting employees. And that's just a fact. You can go to any store or any place and they're looking for people. Kevin's not the reason maybe some department heads don't like a couple things, but that's minor. When I work for government, most Most of the employees just do their job and go home. They don't care who's the in charge. They're just doing their job. It really doesn't impact them. These ads that they're putting out are just such gross misstatements. It's upsetting. And the other thing, someone came to my door, encouraged me to sign the thing, and, oh, you won't sign it? Well, the county's going to collapse. I mean, come on. Let's get real here.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Appreciate it, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. We're not mentioning is that the city is losing many of their leaders. Their public works guy, city council, Parks and Rec lady, Kim Niemer, and the police chief. I mean, those are pretty big names, and the city's leaving. But nobody brings that up. And then, of course, the rumors about Barry Tippins. You know, he's his 30 years. That maybe next year he'll leave.
Well, City of Anderson is losing the city manager. Just lost the assistant city manager.
What did you guys do to him down there?
Well, they're retiring. No hard feelings.
That's what all the people are.
It's retiring because they reach a certain period in their careers. Their families are in a position. They want to spend more time doing those things. And they retire. I want to make one other point, though, about all of the confusion. This guy made a really good point about they recently held a thing to explain about the voting and everything, and I went to it because I'm interested, and when the other side does things, I go to them as well. I would say to you that probably 99% of the people in that room already believed what the guy was presenting. There were very few people there from the other side that might gather a little information that might add to their already made up minds. I mean, don't confuse the issue with facts. My mind's already made up.
For both sides. For the hardcore, the other ones. And then you've got a group.
You've got to cross over at some point.
And then there's a group that kind of is looking at both sides saying, okay, this makes sense. Well, yeah, but this makes sense too. And then you've got the vast majority who just says, leave me alone.
Well, and the other thing that people need to pay attention to is that you need to learn a little bit about your government. When the Board of Supervisors does something, that is a county decision. It does not impact the city of Reading, and it isn't a city issue. They make a decision. It isn't about the city of Reading. You need to determine the difference. If you live in the city of Reading, you're impacted by county decisions because the county covers the whole county. But you have a separate form of government in three places. You have three cities. You have special. Figure out who's making the decision and blame them instead of going and crossing over. It isn't city. Well, it isn't, you know.
We
you
got
know
like 4 minutes
about.
Left. I want to bring up this last thing. The jail. The city leaders from Reading,
Anderson,
maybe Shasta Lake, the police chief was there, all these, talking about the need to open up the third level. Mike Johnson has hired 46 people, which is pretty damn good. He's lost 48 because he's in that, in my opinion, he's in this downward spiral of that because they can't get him in fast enough that people are working such long hours. Their pay isn't commensurate with the work they're doing. And so they're leaving. They want to see their kids. They can go to someplace else. Chief Schuler said, we used to have sworn officers in the jail. That's the way that they would start. They'd do a couple years there, then they'd move out to patrol. They get higher pay, et cetera, et cetera. But when you're in the middle of a swamp trying to drain it and you're up to your butt in alligators, it's hard to see that sometimes. What else can be done? What could the border super, we haven't heard anything about the jail lately. When I asked Patrick Jones, he goes, well, we've got this and this. What are we doing to, even if we had the new jail, yes, we'd need less people because it's modern and all that. What is the county doing to help the sheriff find new people and to keep the ones we have?
You're absolutely right.
I mean the Board of Supervisors.
We didn't have correctional officers in the jail for a long time, and then there was a demand and a big push put on that we needed to do that. It would save us money. We needed to create that new class of workers.
They didn't need as much training.
They're not sworn officers. And the pay period was supposed to be less, et cetera. Then all of a sudden, they're all now part of the same. Over time.
What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think that, Schuler came up with a really good plan, and at first you're thinking this is a giant waste of money. He was giving pretty sizable.
$40,000, and it worked.
But I'm saying that. But when he actually explained it, I was listening to the radio show that day. When he explained it, by the time you send a cadet to, the school, and then bring them on, they have a failure rate that's pretty extreme. You spent more than $40,000 trying to train somebody when you can bring somebody in for $40,000. So he actually was saving.
And they
money.
Don't get it all up front. And the thing about it is, we lose 40%. We did lose up to 40% of those kids or the young people coming out of the academy because some of them realize I don't want to do this, or others can't do the job safely. Is it time to bring in a big signing bonus for people to come to work at the jail?
I think so, and better wages.
I don't think, and the sheriff can't do that.
I know.
It's the board of supervisors, and if you want to get that level opened, you've got to offer more money, you've got to raise their wages, and that way you can get some people in there. Because as Bill Shuler pointed out yesterday, there's got to be 50. Agencies advertising in their police, magazine that comes out looking for people. And he said, when we put on $40,000 signing bonus,
to the top.
Here they came.
Yep.
Yeah. And yeah, so no question.
He also said, once we got them here on a ride along, they were sold.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's different than a prison, a guard in jail who's stuck in that little concrete wall with the slit windows.
Yeah.
And
no
dealing
windows.
With the worst scum of society. And that's
what we've got now.
If
you could get them to the point where they could work a shift and go home and not have all the overtime and the pressure, they'd stay because they know what they're getting
you're
into.
You're going to do that is hire more officers. And I laid that, the bonus and the raise.